Welcome to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to BBSRadio.com. It's our third week, actually. It's our fourth week, new time on Interviews. You can hear us every Monday night, 9 to 10. And there is a lot going on. Lots of people been calling in going, what is going on? The energy is crazy. I did six sessions today. And four out of the six, we were all about emotional changes, relationship changes, and people just wondering, how do I deal with the energy? How do I find balance? So I figured that I would invite a person, like a special guest on the show, somebody who is all about helping put that positive energy out there, and her mission is that of coaching on relationships, positive attitude, and she's also an intuitive and medium. Without any further ado, I want to bring to the show Larkin. How are you, Larkin?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm good. I'm doing good. I'm really excited to talk to you tonight because, you know, Larkin, there's a lot of energy out there, a lot of changes, a lot of people kind of going, what is going on? It just seems like energy spinning in every direction. And you, I had the blessing of meeting you back at in Columbus, Ohio. And you're just like this ball of energy that just is just out there with a big smile on your face, ready to help people, you know, truly to cross the bridge, the bridge that really, really blocks us, you know. And Larkin, I wanted to talk to you first just so you can kind of give everybody that's listening, our listening audience, an opportunity to get to know you a little bit more. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to be a coach.
Well, Kimmy, first of all, I have to thank you for having me on. It's so great to be in touch with you. A couple times a year I get to see you, so thank you for inviting me on tonight. I am so excited. My journey of life is what has led me to starting a life coaching business, and it basically was inspired by my own struggles and trying to find my own way and sort of navigate in between all of the distractions that we have in life that oftentimes lead us astray and encourage us away from some of the changes that we need. So it just led me to sort of evolve into helping other people due to my own experiences. And I was a communications major in college, and I found that I was coaching people my entire life. People always came to me for advice and guidance on things. And so finally I decided, you know what, I might as well do that for a living, because I'm already doing it. It seems to be what's most natural to me. So here we are.
And I love when you say here we are. This is exactly where it is. We are here, and this world is full of so many changes. Just a lot of things going on. A lot of people kind of wondering. They're scratching their heads. They're going, I don't know where to go. I don't know what to do. And what I love the most about you is that, you know, you are about experiencing life. I mean, going to college is very important, you know, getting, you know, picking up those tools. But one of the things that I remember when we first talked, it was that you were going to put your experiences into action with helping people. And I think that's so important, Larkin. You have been doing this for a long time, changing people's lives. And I've had a lot of people ask me, and we've got actually somebody that's waiting to talk on the line, and we'll just take Paula. Just hang on. We'll take your call in just a few minutes, Paula. There's a lot of what you call, like, the so-called heartbreak going on right now. A lot of people breaking up. A lot of people feeling like, what do I do? Because, you know, how do I get past this? And why do I have this sinking feeling? What's going on? Larkin, I know that you've had a lot of experiences with relationships and changes, and you've been able to move through things. If somebody's going through that in their life right now, what's the first step in really getting them back on their feet?
Well, Kimmy, I would say the first thing is that when you're scared and you're upset and things are confusing, the first thing to do is to be still. You have to find that inner stillness, because if you get caught up in the spiraling of the tornado and you get caught up in all that dust and everything that's flying around, you're going to be more confused. And you have to first be still and let the dust settle so that things can become clear. And, you know, if you're drowning in the water, initially, you're going to want to struggle and thrash and panic, you know, and you're not going to be coming to the surface unless you're still and you relax. So that's also true in our emotional state of being. And that allows us to get a little distance between ourselves and our emotions and understand that we are not our emotions, so that we can get to a place where we can observe what our feelings and our emotions and our situation is telling us, instead of being caught up in reacting to it. That's a really good place to start.
So when you're talking about that, like when you say get, you know, the reactions and not getting caught up in the emotion, you know, there's a lot of people out there that are afraid of, like, they finally let themselves kind of go into the emotion, and, mm-hmm. and you know, and before they really love, they let themselves just, it's kind of like they're detached from it. How do you tell someone who finally kind of like learns to trust someone how to get over that barricade of trusting again?
Well, first of all, I think it's the way that we look at it makes a really big difference. So, for example, when my clients come to me, I first try to help them transform the idea of this being a barricade or a block into looking at it as a challenge. And I believe that when challenges arise in our lives, those are the things we need to learn and grow and to evolve. And so if we want to move past them, we need to learn what it is that the universe is trying to tell us. And we also need to learn what our role in our choices has been in creating that situation, because there's a lot of things we can't control, but we can control our response to things. And as we start to change our response to things, because we're all connected and we're one with everything, the universe also shifts to balance us out. So if we shift, it will shift. So the first thing I do is try to guide people to become aware of enough things within themselves that they have to make some sort of perspective shift first. And once they can start making a change, even one small change, it will help to start breaking the patterns that they're experiencing. Because usually we repeat these miserable patterns over and over and over. And we feel like we're sort of caught up. And so you first have to break the cycle, break the pattern.
So when you're talking about that, and I love that, when you're talking about patterns and you're talking about cycles, do you think it's really important to identify the trigger?
Absolutely. I mean, I think that oftentimes that trigger comes up on its own. And if you are brave enough to dig deep enough and face yourself, which is ultimately our ultimate challenge here, is if we have to become more authentic with ourselves, because when we're authentic, we are allowing our higher selves to be in balance with our ego, because our ego is very, very important. It's there as our gatekeeper. It's there to protect us. It's there for fight or flight. And in our society, it's very, very much encouraged, not necessarily intentionally, that the ego pretty much reigns. And our higher self sort of takes a back seat unless we initiate that balance. And it's very easy to get caught up in it with the best of intentions. And so if you are having fear or frustration or anger, those are all thoughts and emotions created from the ego. But if you can get to a place where you recognize the difference in your thoughts and emotions that are ego-triggered and that are higher self-triggered, even though it takes a little while, you can begin to make those choices, and it protects you from being victim to falling to the reactions of your ego. And instead, it clears a little space around you so that you can start to make choices. When you're reacting to fear or hurt, you really don't recognize the choices that you have, and it's hard to make them because everything's confusing. But if you can sort of put the ego in its place and just use it when it's needed, that allows you to become aware of your choices and options. And when people feel hope, you know, life's a lot easier. Things aren't as depressing. It's easier to move on. And it's really important to get to that place before you can start breaking your cycles and your patterns.
I love that. I want to just to let everybody know that can I just say Larkin, because just is such a beautiful energy with your name. It's like, as I feel like, and I know, you know, like me, it's Kimmy Rose or Kimmy Roseaf, or, but it's just to me, that's like there's a beautiful harmony to that. And your website is mypowerfulchoices.com. And I love how you're talking about that, because when you have a breakup, one of the things that I noticed, I just know in my life that there is a common feeling that will come with a breakup. Mm-hmm. And it, like for me, I think it was, you weren't it's like you feel like maybe that person that you thought was there, like you weren't that person that I thought you were. You let me down. And uh-huh. I've noticed that the more you put energy into that, the more you can really see that it has nothing to do with the other person as much as it has to do with a codependency of not feeling whole.
Exactly. And that's a hard thing, Kimmy, for people to face and realize. We don't want to acknowledge that, because it's a lot harder to make that personal change than it is to just go out and find somebody new. Or, you know, if we're in denial, it's easier to pretend we can change someone. And so it's a lot easier to do that than to take a look at ourselves. But ultimately, once you've recognized those aspects of yourself that are creating that pain, it's really only for a split second. You know, then things can start to feel a little better. Whereas if you are focusing on the other person, like you were saying, it's going to drag out and be prolonged, because that really wasn't the source of the problem. It wasn't the source of your challenge. And a lot of people that come to me are very focused on changing the other person or finding somebody totally different right away, which helps them feel better, but it's only temporary, because usually they just change the details. The pattern of their experience is the same unless they change their own pattern.
So you're saying that what happens is until you really realize what the trigger is within you, that, you know, you're going to experience that over and over in different ways and different relationships?
Well, I'm saying that lessons are repeated until learned. And so in your self-evolution, you know, like if a baby's learning to walk, they're going to fall until they really learn how to get their feet under the ground right and they learn their balance. Until they get those steps right, they are going to fall. Once they get that right, then they can learn to hop and skip and run. And, you know, our evolution is endless. What one person can learn in multi dimensions is so limitless. So, of course, our lives are going to be full of that. And it's not necessarily just one trigger. A lot of times there'll be many triggers. But with each little bit at a time, you feel empowered. And with the My Powerful Choices aspect, the reason why I believe that's so important is because when you make a choice instead of negating your choice of free will, your option in creating your life and your what you can control, what you can make choices about, you empower yourself. You empower your link to the universe, and you are being reverent to the gift of your freedom of choice. And so how I like to describe it is, the more you don't take responsibility for yourself and you let everything else make decisions for you, the smaller that inner core of you gets, that inner core that is connected to God, that is connected to the universe, that is solid, your solid spiritual foundation. And the outside world can bombard you mentally, emotionally, physically. As you start to make your own choices, it doesn't matter if they're right or wrong, because the universe doesn't see it as right or wrong. It's just a choice. You are picking the direction. Then that inner self starts to expand. And what you want eventually is you want, like if you were to take your two hands and press them together, like okay. in prayer, you want, if your right hand was the outer world and your left hand was your inner self, you want there to be equal pressure there, because then you have true balance. If your right hand, which is the outer world, is much stronger, it's going to always be pushing your inner self in one direction or another. And that's going to create a sense of confusion and helplessness. So that's how I like to describe it to people, because I think it's a good way to balance.
I love that. And so what starts to happen, and I know like several people will – they get into, they'll be in a relationship and, you know, they're feeling good. They're feeling a balance. And then they start, I think it's important that, and I was just talking to a young lady about this. It was, and I was saying to her, what you do is you start, and I saw this with her very clearly, and I've seen this with a lot of people, and I think all of us do this in some way. You see in a person, you know, you start to see all the things that you really want, and mm-hmm. you can actually start pushing against your balance to the point where you can also start creating those things in that person that you want, and then that's a lot of pressure to put on the other person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you. I mean, I must say probably about 85% of the young women that I talk to, that is exactly what they are doing. They have seen a man with the qualities that make them feel a certain way within the very short time of knowing them. And the rest is, I mean, I say this as kindly as I can, is made up. Because it's an accumulation of what they want and what they're looking for, and it sort of snowballs with what they see in the best in that person. And ultimately what happens is the man that they're seeing is not the man that exists. And so then oftentimes, and, you know, men will do this too. I mean, it can be men or women, but I have a lot of young women that specifically go through this, and then before they know it, without meaning any harm, they are then so desperate for that man to see what they think they are, and there's a fear of them not being that man, that they spend most of their time in the relationship trying to make him or convince him to be that man they want him to be. And he's going, wait a minute, that's not me. I don't fit into this. It's hard to pull back.
It spirals. It's a spiraling feeling.
Uh-huh.
Do you think it's important? I mean, this is, you know, I think that just in my life through the different experiences I've had, you know, being a big 42 years old that I am here, one of the things that I intended was that if I can't be straightforward, honest with how I feel, I mean, like I needed to express that and allow the other person to say, I do or don't want this. And if it wasn't going to fit into my life and this person wasn't going to be able to understand what my needs were, then mm-hmm. then it wouldn't work. But I think that the issue that I came to, and I think a lot of even women who get, you know, they've been through several relationships is that we forget to listen and we make it all about us.
Mm-hmm.
How do you balance those two things?
I think that that's a really good point. And here's the irony in that, though. In our mind, we may create the relationship all around us and based on what we think this particular man is or need him to be. However, one of the reasons why people will do this, I believe, is because they are not looking out for themselves. They are not truly putting themselves first. Usually, and it's mostly women I work with that are specifically working on this challenge, usually the women that are like that have not put themselves first, ever, for one reason or another, and they're not aware of that. They have spent so much time trying to be liked, be accepted, to be loved as much as they're loving back, to give more than they're receiving. And it's oftentimes those women that then when they see someone that they feel can give them what they have been depriving themselves of, actually, that they then create this scenario of what this man is. And so one of the solutions to that that I guide my clients on is to actually start treating herself better. For a lot of them, I recommend that they don't date for a while or they just date casually, that they begin to do things for themselves, because when a woman starts doing something for herself, she ups her confidence a lot and her expectations of how she's treated and her confidence in knowing what she wants increases. And so there's less of a need to make up for what she doesn't have. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense. So there's nothing wrong with saying what you want. And but the difference is like when you're saying you put your both hands together like in prayer, you have to make sure that it's balancing. It's balancing. And I noticed that, you know, that and it's not just about women, it's men too. That,
exactly.
You know, we have people that can be more of they're in that giving state, and then people that are more of, you know, receiving, they're in the receiving. That eventually I noticed that, you know, I was in a relationship with just a wonderful guy, and I have never been one to, I've always been a giver, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to say what I need. I'm going to express what my needs are. But I felt as if the more I did express in a strong way, I was feeling, I could almost feel that I could feel him in a way that I didn't think that he was receiving or expressing what he needed. And then you can spiral out of balance in that way too, correct?
Uh-huh. Well, I think again, there has to be a balance. And we have a relationship with ourselves too, and that ultimately has to come first and has to be healthy if we're going to have the type of relationships that we want. And so it's very important that we clearly know our own boundaries and know what we want and what we don't want, first of all. That is important. And sometimes I think where the communication gets lost is that when we communicate those things, oftentimes we either out of fear expect to be rejected, or we just expect the person to accept them and for it to be all right. And what we all have to be aware of is that we do need to protect our own boundaries and make those clear, but it is also the other person's free will and choice to respond to those or react, whichever the case may be, however they are going to. And when you cross the emotional and physical intimacy lines with someone, that becomes a lot more difficult to do without there being conflict and hurt feelings. However, that's still very important to maintain, even after you've crossed that intimacy, is that respect of each person's space for their boundaries. And it may be that you think you're perfect together, but there may be a few uncompromising points that you may have to then let the other person walk away. And at that point, you just kind of have to trust that you were true to yourself first and that that's okay.
I love that. And that's the thing that I know that a lot of people they fear. They're, if I really express myself and I really say how I feel, if that person walks away, what's going to happen? You know, all those good things that were there, I'm going to be lost. And how do I get back to balance? And the truth is, if you're feeling that, that means that, see, to me, it's like growth. Like, this is what I love about you, Larkin. And I want to just remind everybody to go to your website, mypowerfulchoices.com. And the work that you do with coaching people is that you really, really work in teaching them to take the tools that they have and find that gauge within themselves. And that's so important. Larkin, we're going to go to a break. I know we have a caller. We have somebody who's so, and I'm giving Sandra lots of love when we come on back on the line with her, who's been anxiously waiting to talk to you. You're also an intuitive, an amazing coach. I've got people that are on Facebook that are just like, my one friend, Sherry, says, bravo. She says, about time somebody tells us like it is and that we take control of our own lives instead of pointing the finger at others. And she's a very positive, loving person, it looks like. And I'm going to just thank you, Larkin, for giving us the tools and the steps to lead.
Oh, well, thank you. You're teaching me, too.
Powerful, positive attitude in life. So we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to have more with interviews.
Do you want to lose weight, stop smoking, connect with your higher self? Are you trying to get pregnant? If you're interested in any of these things, go to KimmyRose.com and check out our wide variety of hypnosis CDs. We've got testimonials on the website. Change your life, change your mind with our hypnosis CDs. That's at KimmyRose.com.
BBSRadio.com. If it's not mainstream, it could be here. Information and knowledge. Bringing humanity closer to truth.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. If you'd like to get a hold of me for a reading or check out my online classes, go to my website at KimmyRose.com. You can also call me at my store at 734-854-1514. While you're at the website, check out some of the great things that we have for sale. That's KimmyRose.com. I'm Kimberly Rose with Interviews. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose. Listen weekly to my show, Interviews. We're now syndicated, so you can hear us all over the world on different stations. Go to KimmyRose.com to find out more information and how to tune in weekly. Also, if you're wanting to connect, you want to get advice, Whether it be from a life coach or an intuitive, we have the best people. They are handpicked from all over the world. Go to KimmyRose.com and click on Kimmy and Friends. Right there, you'll be able to get a free reading and connect with some of the greatest readers around the world. You can also call 734-854-1514 to connect with these amazing people. You can also connect with me by calling that number. Again, that's KimmyRose.com. Take time to manifest change in your life. Remember, it's all about what's within you. Hi, this is Kimberly Rose, and I want to share with you a testimony that comes from a listener in New Jersey. Dear Kimmy, for 8 years, I've been trying to get pregnant. I called in to talk to you one day, and you offered me advice on working with hypnosis. I went to your website, and I ordered your fertility CD. And what I wanted to share with you is I'm pregnant. We just had our first ultrasound. A beautiful baby is forming inside of me, and I believe that it was the power of my mind that allowed that. Thank you so much for sharing with me that you don't need pills. You don't need things outside of you. Everything that you could ever need is right within you. That comes from Margaret. And Margaret, thank you for writing in. And anytime you would like to write in with testimony, please go to KimmyRose.com and share information. If you're interested in transforming your life with hypnosis, whether it be fertility, weight loss, stop smoking, we even work with golf improvement, sports improvement, connecting with your higher self, relationships. Go to KimmyRose.com. Go to the store section. Also go to the class section and check out what we have to offer. We have a variety of CDs, MP3 downloads, and also classes. And if you'd like us to come to your area, give us a call. 734-854-1514. Thanks so much for listening to Kimberly Rose on Interviews. Peace.
Welcome back to Interviews. I am Kimmy Rose, and you're listening to BBS Radio, bbsradio.com. I want to invite you over to my website, is KimmyRose.com. Lots of cool things going on. I'm going to be in Cleveland in just 2 weeks. I'm really excited to be part of the Journey Mind Body Soul Expo. It's September 10th through the 12th in Lakeland Community College, and that's right in Kirtland, Ohio. It's right outside of Cleveland. I'm going to be doing a gallery reading, and then that's on Saturday and Sunday. I'm going to help you connect with your intuition and to connect with how to really, truly take steps towards living heaven on earth. And I'm real excited to have everyone there. You can go over to journeymag.com to get tickets. Lots of great, great speakers there. Right now we have on the air with us, we have Larkin Lene Sell, and she is a life coach and an intuitive. And I'm very blessed to have her on with me. She's helped. I can just tell you the first time I met her, I just felt her energy. And it's just a real balance that you bring, Larkin. Thanks for coming on the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm so excited to be here.
Larkin, we were talking about relationships, and we were talking about, you know, the steps that people need to take really to have a successful relationship. And that step really has to do with, you know, looking within and really loving yourself. We have someone who is on the line anxiously and just so kindly waiting. We've got Paula from Arizona on line two. Paula, welcome to Interviews.
Ask my question.
Hi, Paula.
Hi.
Hi, Paula.
How are you?
Fine, thank you.
Good, good. Do you have a question?
I do. Last week I went to three different companies, and yesterday I heard from one of them, do you see me getting a job with the one I heard from yesterday or any of the three that I went to last week?
Wow. Larkin, do you want to tune into that first?
Well, I don't know if she'll like my answer. Let me give you a little background first, Paula. One of the reasons that I switched from doing more intuitive readings with my clients to coaching about making choices was because we all really want to know what is going to happen and things that we think we should do. And I had initially wanted to do readings so that I could see what the person's different choices were for them, and I would provide them with ways to become more aware so they could make the better choice, so they could make a choice, and help them see that they were part of that decision. And I got discouraged because no matter what I did, usually by the time the person walked out of the session, they took what I said according to the answer that they wanted, not that you're going to do that. So my answer to you would be, what if you get offers from some of these places, to think about what choices you would want to make and why, and turn it more into an option of choices for you rather than being more dependent upon what these three companies are going to do. Does that make sense?
Which one of those? I can see, and the only reason I really think it's important to listen to what Larkin's saying. She's saying that she wants you to make sure that the one that comes to you, because you're going to get an offer from. I think you're going to get an offer from two of the three, and you got it. She's giving you some tips on how to make sure you make the right choice on which one you want. Does that make sense?
Okay.
So.
Well, these days I really try to work with my heart.
Okay. That's important, working with your heart, and it's important to see, and I'm just looking at what I'm seeing, like intuitively, that I believe that you are in that space, but I also believe that it's almost like you had to feel like you had to completely surrender some things and let go of things. And it's really about, I get this feeling of like being like a butterfly, and there's a job that looks like it might not seem the most, it won't seem that secure, and out of the two, there's two jobs. And I just get this really strong feeling like you need to take the one, and there's a woman that's calling you. You need to take the one that's going to help lead you to some other things, especially once you get into April. You've got some huge changes that are making their way into your life in April. And I get the feeling if you can just trust and you can just, and I keep getting told that you're not as confused as you confuse, you're following your heart, but your head confuses your heart. Does that make sense? So go from your heart to from your heart to your head. Go from your heart to your head and your head to your heart. Is it making a little bit of sense? Because Paula, I want you to stay with us and kind of understand what Larkin's saying. She said, when she said you might not like the answer, it's a feeling that you're about to step into a purpose, and you've been in that purpose, but you've got to make sure that you continue it. Does that make sense?
Right.
So Larkin Paula, do you have any, like, do you want to ask a specific, because we know you're getting a job. We know it's going to continue, but do you have anything specific about continuing the job? Like anything you want, any advice on how to kind of take it to the next level?
Well, the woman, I'm not sure how to frame my question because it seems like it's more about life coaching than psychic reading.
That's fine. That's fine. So that's what Larkin does.
Paula, yeah, Paula, you just phrase it however you want to and need to. I am just, the reason that I'm doing things the way I do now is simply because there's an aspect of all of our lives that oftentimes when we call in for a reading, it's then very easy to sort of forget our part. And a lot of times I have noticed that then that puts us more in a victim role. So, you know, you can ask whatever question you really want to. I'm just kind of steering those questions, you know, just more to Kimmy. And because my answers would be to you would be more of not focusing so much on trying to know what you're going to be offered and what job you're going to get as it is focusing more on where you are now and what you are going to do if and when whichever jobs you get, because oftentimes we think that things will be better with a certain job or without a certain job, and in the bigger picture we don't really know, you know, and there's not a right or wrong choice. If you get offered two jobs, whichever one you pick that you feel you need to pick, that's going to be the right job for you at that time. It's not going to be one that's better or worse. It's going to take you where you need to go if you're following your heart. It's going to take you exactly where you need to be.
Does that make sense?
Well, I know that whatever choices we make is, you know, where we're at. But, I mean, it's just life.
Paula, what can I just touch? I just want to kind of reach out to you because your heart. Like when you're, I understand you know that, but what I feel that's happening is that it's like it's so close to you that you can touch it, and you just want to make sure that you can touch it. Does that make sense? Like you've got to be able to touch it and go with it. And she's saying, Larkin is saying that you know what it is. The choices that you've made are the right choices, but you just have to continue to stay in that positive mindset. I just keep feeling you like you go up and down, you know, I thought about this quote. It may not be word for word, but it said that you've done it before and you can do it now. Try to see positive possibilities, redirect your energy of any frustration and turn it into positive, effective, unstoppable determination. And if you allow that determination to be guided by your heart, what happens is things just start to pop for you. But as soon as you get in that negative thought, you are such a powerful manifester that you're going to suck yourself right down a drain. So don't do that. Like, keep yourself in that mindset of just, I mean, and here's a question I have, Larkin. How do you, is there an exercise you can do to do that, to manifest?
Well, I mean, there's lots of exercises you can do. And a lot of it is just, you are going to be going where your focus is. And so the thing is that if you are focused, are you there?
Yep, keep going.
Oh, okay. I heard a dial tone. If you are focused on being worried or concerned about a specific area of your life, for example, your focus actually ends up being that worry. Like Bruce Lee said, make sure, you know, when you're looking at the moon, that you're not just seeing your finger that's pointing at the moon and not the moon. So it's very important that, you know, you can be so focused on, let's say, getting a job that you need, for example, and when you really step back and look at it, perhaps it was the being worried about it and the focusing on that and the stress that came with it that was actually your focus. Because if you were experiencing the anxiety of that worry, instead of the excitement of the possibilities of these jobs, then that negativity becomes your focus, even though you thought your focus was finding a job. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It really has to do with getting to the core of what's important. And it's funny because I've done that before where I'm in a job and I'm like, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't. And then I'm like, oh, it's gone. What do I do? And don't you feel that sometimes there's an idle energy that we find? I find that even in,
absolutely,
in relationships. I mean, really, here's a question for you. In a relationship, if it's something that you're not like having some type of conversation about improving things or how can I make things better, or even if you have an issue and some people will say, oh, geez, there's so much drama, things are crazy. Don't you think it makes the relationship better to challenge it and bring it up, you know, elevate it to a higher level?
I think it depends on if it's stagnant or not. You know, if you're mutually growing and changing together and there's constant, you know, spiraling, then you're fine. If there is stagnancy and lack of communication, you know, the universe is in constant movement. So it's going to be moving. It's either going to be moving upward spiral or downward spiral. And, you know, whether it's a relationship or whether it's ourselves. And so that's a good thing to ask yourself. You know, is this decision going to spiral me up or down? If you feel like things are stagnant, then you probably hit a plateau where, you know, yes, you definitely may need to do something to spark the upward energy, upward spiral.
And this is what I think is so important when you're talking about that, when you need to kind of like bring things upward, because a lot of relationships, I had a young lady come in to me today and she said, you know, I was madly in love with my husband. And when I say she's been married for 13 years. And she just said, I don't know what's happened. I don't feel like I love him anymore. And I just had this intuition that she had another person in her life. And I said to her, I said, it's not going to, you can't, if you constantly replace, it's like you're replacing, you're bringing that person into your life. And if you really loved him, you got to find a way to get back to find out. I mean, it must have been there at some time. Do you think that there's a way to balance that? Because it seems like so many people just give up nowadays.
Well, yeah, there's so many areas of that I want to touch on. And the first one, probably the most relevant, is yes, we all need to become, you know, like remind ourselves that we are in a throwaway society and that we all get sucked up in that. And so even if you were raised to find someone and get married and spend the rest of your life with them, you know, it's one out of five people maybe you're going to run into that is actually willing to follow through or able to, because we oftentimes get in a relationship and we only know how to go to a certain level in that relationship. So there's a lot of relationships that only hit a certain point and then people break up and they only repeat the same portion of that relationship with the next person. And that ends up subliminally telling all of us that we're not worth it and we're worth being thrown away. Even though we may not be conscious of that, that's kind of the message we get. And so it's sort of a disease that makes us all feel insecure about ourselves. And, you know, there's a difference between that and truly committing, not even just to a wife or a husband, but committing to family, committing to friends. Can you follow through when things get tough, or do you walk away? You know, and I think that all ties into being responsible. And so that's where, you know, if I'm doing an intuitive reading with someone, I want to give them the part that is going to show them where they need to take responsibility. I don't want to just tell them what's going to happen, because
right.
then they walk out without making the choice. And so, and I get a lot of rebuttal from that. That's not what people want. But at some point, to get where you really want to be, you have to pick up the slack on your end and have faith in the universe in the other end. You know, there has to be that balance. You have to do your part. So it's just harder, I think, today. You know, if you're going to do that, it's harder because, you know, if you want something that's not going to fizzle out or be throwaway, you're going to have to be more scrupulous in what you look for and what your boundaries are.
And that's the, I mean, I really feel that that's so important, Larkin, because I see so many people that get into these relationships and they're in this high and they become, it's almost like they become the pleaser of the other person. And
uh-huh.
then it's, I always say when the going gets tough, the tough, you know, they get going or they get moving or you find, you know, my parents, I have been married. God bless them both. They have been married since 1965. And I
Aww.
Have seen them, you know, they, I mean, you're going to have negative things. It's,
right.
I mean, at what point do you just say, forget it? Or at what point do you say, hey, you know what? I'm going to step up and I'm going to allow the other person, I'm going to participate as much as the other person. Do you think that maybe there's a lack of participation in both, on both sides of the, when a relationship fails?
I think in a lot of cases, you know, there is, and I think in a lot of cases, you know, like if there's cheating going on, you know, like chances are that's a sign that the relationship was already over. But nobody wanted to fess up. and that can be hard to do, you know. 100 years ago, we were raised to be more responsible and to take responsibility for things because we had to more in terms of survival. And there's so much today we can take for granted. And, you know, it's not a big deal if you get divorced, you know, that's okay. And that's fine. You know, we get more chances. And a lot of times, you're really in a bad situation, and that's important to do. But the question I think we all need to ask ourselves is just about us. It goes back to you again as an individual. What do you want? What are you willing to invest? And what are you willing to accept in your life? And you have to be very clear about those boundaries. And what I see is a lot of allowing ourselves to be victims going on. And we're not aware of that. You know, I don't want to offend people by saying, you know, you're being a victim. But, you know, when we always want to know answers and we want them clear and we want them immediate, and there really isn't a choice or responsibility connected to it,
right?
Then that's a way of making ourselves be a victim. If you're waiting for, you know, for 5 places that you've applied to decide basically for you, or how you feel emotionally is dependent on that, you are to some extent giving yourself a disadvantage because that takes away your inner strength and power to be resilient so that you can say when, if you don't get a call back from any of those places, like, you know, that's okay. That may be a sign that that wasn't the right place because I know I did everything I could. And I did the best I could.
And that's the thing that's most important thing is to know exactly. that you're, that it's, you know, divine order. You're being guided. Larkin, I can't
yes.
believe it. It's already time to close the show. I want everyone to have your website. It's mypowerfulchoices.com. And also, if they want to get a hold of you, what is your phone number?
My phone number is 513-432-4297, or you can just email me at mypowerfulchoices@gmail.com.
Larkin, bless you. Thank you so much for being part of Interviews. I am so thankful, and I know all our listeners are thankful that you are here to help guide people to a better space. Bless you, and have a really, really good evening. And I want to thank everyone for joining us on Interviews. Until next week, go to KimmyRose.com, find out more about the show.